The scene was joyful in Park Falls last September when the century-old paper mill went back online after a year of being idle. An out-of-state ownership group led by Yong Liu had bought the mill, promising to bring back many of the 300 workers that had been laid off since 2017.
Thank you, everybody, for gathering together today to celebrate the opening for this old and the new paper mill.
But according to Don Peterson of the Timber Professionals Cooperative, the group shut down the mill and stopped making loan payments in March. It's been idle since then. Now, a group called the Park Falls Mill Cooperative wants to buy and operate the mill. Peterson says the cooperative would look to get workers' jobs back and help support sustainable forestry.
On our end, as quick as we can make it happen, if we do get the possibility of owning that mill, that is our objective.
Mills are often owned by single companies or private equity groups, but the Park Falls Mill Cooperative includes local mill workers, suppliers, contractors, and investors. Peterson says nothing like the cooperative model has been done before.
I can tell you fairly certainly that there has never been a multi-stakeholder cooperative ownership of a forest industry company in this country.
Last year, the city of Park Falls loaned the mill $1 million to help with reopening. Mayor Michael Boblick says he expects the city will be able to recover its investment. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.